Sorry, it's sounding kind of like... You are, or will be, or have been, or will have maybe, sometime now in the future, in the past, present. Listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, happening live and going on also at this particular moment, which is now from 6 until 7. It's not 6 anymore, and it's not 7 anymore. So please listen until it is either 6 or 7. Tuesday. If today is Tuesday, then it must be either 6 or 7, which means you have finished listening or have started listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thanks for listening, and tune in again in the next minute.
hours before he tendered his resignation. resignation. Hours before he tendered his 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 resignation.
Thank you. uncomfortable.
A concept of entitlement. Infinite source of creation that transcends everything in the world of infinite spirit into a finite world.
To be comfortable with the concept of infinity. Death. How can you fear something that doesn't exist? Connects you permanently to the infinite source of creation that intends everything from the world of infinite spirit into a finite world. Learn to be comfortable with the concept of infinity and see yourself as an infinite being.
Piercing.
For explanation, all I can offer you is that you are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is... I know it's hard to believe that there is no plan here. This is not carefully scripted. Prepared just for you. Just for your purpose is not prepared for my purpose. It is not for... I don't think... It's not prepared at all. It isn't prepared yet. Maybe it's sometime later when it's over. Or maybe not. Yes. This is a live, improvised experiment with your radio. It is a combined experiment of all the radios. And I want to thank you for participating. You are welcome to be involved as well, not just your radio. If you or your radio would like to call and connect and output your sound, if you'd like your sound to be output, if you'd like to provide inputs, which become outputs, which then when you listen to them on your radio, right at this moment, they become inputs again. You're welcome to do so. The phone number, telephone is the way it has to be done, is 472-5667. 512-472-5667. If you call, your sounds will be placed directly onto the air. You will be placed on the air. Which air, I'm not going to tell you.
In the dripping realization of temporal recognition is the dissonant intonation and the dissolute indignation and the permanent resignation of the discernment intuition. Is a discriminant combination of the recombinant disillusion. There's a component of stupefaction to incorporate an inaction. It takes resolute determination and concentric idealization to fabricate a compaction or intimate concentration. It takes firmament identification to make infinite revelation.
That's what happens when you call 512-472-5667. You do not need to be prepared, although you may feel the necessity to provide the preparedness that may otherwise be lacking in your radio experience this evening and every Tuesday evening from 6 until 7 p.m. here on Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, which can be listened to online after it's over, also while it's happening. And possibly at some other times, you can go to the webpage, which is at counterfolk.com/lastever, or you can search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza and find the page that will let you listen to the shows going back into the 11 years worth of archives of the program of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, or you can just call up on the telephone instead.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Alone, we can only build bridges. What about chickens? You have something to say about chickens? No. We didn't get a chicken caller this time, but those are welcome. They're accepted at 472-5667. That's 512-472-5667. Or you can just settle for what we've got right now. You can point the blame. No need to take responsibility. But it's yours. It's your radio. Use it.
Hours before he tendered his resignation.
Hours
Also, things that are from Germany, those things are welcome.
Your fear of the end. We are all in bodies that are going to die, and we know that. Yet we can't imagine it for ourselves, so we behave as if it weren't so. It's almost as if we're saying to ourselves, everybody dies but me. This is attributable to what Freud observed. Our death is unimaginable, so we simply live our lives as if it weren't going to die, because of the terror of our own death.
Meine Kuh spielt sehr Spüler.
My goal was to leave the reader and the views of this book with a complete absence of the fear of death. Let me know if it touches you your own death. Essentially, there are two points of view regarding this dilemma of your own death. The first says that we're physical bodies that are born and we go on to live for a while, and then ultimately we deteriorate. Our flesh wears out and then we die and are dead forever. This first perspective, if you embrace it, either consciously or otherwise, is terrifying from our alive experience. Unless you embrace the second point of view, it's completely understandable that you would fear death. Or you may welcome it if you hate or fear life. The second point of view says very simply that your eternal and infinite soul is a temporary expression of your life. The second point of view says that only your physical body is that you are wholly perfect and evil. That your physical must emanate from the universe.
If you haven't noticed, there are some frequencies that have not been filled. There are openings, there are gaps, there are areas of many registers with vacancies.
Everywhere you can never be separate. You'll learn to laugh.
The vacancies can be filled by all of the frequencies of your telephone, 472-5667.
It's always connected to you, even if you don't believe in it. Even an atheist doesn't have to believe in God to experience God. The question then becomes, not whether your body is going to die, but rather on what side of infinity do you wish to live? You have two choices. You live on the inactive or the active side. In either case, you have an appointment with infinity. No way. Your appointment with infinity. Right now, right now. Once you get past the fear of death, you have everything you can do. infinite soul we provide. So my question to you is about when you believe that and when you believe it. It's about when you want to keep that Chapter 6.
Awaken. Awaken. You must awaken.
Welcome back. This is Brother Raymond with the University Baptist Church downtown. Now that everybody's gathered around the local station radio here, I got something to say.
Awaken. Your president is lying to you. Awaken. Your president is lying to you.
Be heard. Be on the air. 512-472-5667.
country back. I tell you, you must take your country back.
Hear the words to take the lead. Must up half, mirror a tree. Take the water, feel the stream. Forget the angels, count the beams. Learn the words, forget the scene. Sit or stand, forget to lean. Stare at pink, then see the green. Disconnect or find the scene. Fight alone or join the scene. Stir a stitch or burst a ream. Reproduce or make a meme. Awaken now or produce a dream. Pour a nipple, make some cream. Turn the water, make some steam. Sigh in silence or sing a scream. Build a bridge or watch a stream.
Four, seven, two, five, six, six, seven, eight, nine, eight, seven, eight, 7 minutes left in Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Awaken! Take your country back! Awaken! Take your country back!
Call Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza and to make it your 4 7 2 5 6 6 7 5 minutes.
Peak oil, peak oil, peak oil, peak oil.
Thank you.
Life is eternal.
Wake up! Take your country back!
We all live on a stage where many infinities gather.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, created live in the moment that it was happening, never happening again, and yet archived for later listening on a webpage. Search for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, or try to spell counterfolk, F-O-L-K, counterfolk.com/last ever. You can listen to shows such as the one from 2 weeks ago, 18 weeks ago, 4 years ago, possibly, if you look hard enough, maybe some from 10.5 years ago, maybe not. And eventually, soon, hopefully, tonight's show. For some strange reason, you'll be able to hear it again. But at that time, you won't be able to be part of it exactly, except in your own way, and the ways that you can decide about. Why shall I even talk about that? Thanks for listening. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, here Tuesdays from 6 until 7 p.m., as well as live, online, and archived online later. Your feedback and reactions, comments, criticisms, exclamations, silences, everything else, all of it is welcome and is encouraged. I want you to send it. One such way is by sending email to ken@counterfolk.com or visiting the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza webpage and sending a message from there. Another way is to call up if you can figure out when and where and how and why to call. And other ways that you can figure out and find. Thank you. And thank you. Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Tune in next week, Tuesday, 6 until 7 p.m. Or please do not. Thank you.